Okay, what is going on YouTube? Welcome back to this next episode of FPL Family with me, Lee, and this is Sam. And we have to start off by saying, I'm afraid, Sam, congratulations to a few teams. We have to say congratulations to the Man City fans for their Carabao Cup win. More on that later on. I want to get your thoughts, particularly on the Spurs performance ahead of the game against Sheffield United in the next FPL game week. But we have to say congratulations to Norwich and to our local team, Watford.
Watty
back in the Premier League. Joe Finibatter is in the live chat and moderating tonight. Of course he is, because his team Watford are back in the big time.
I must admit,
great, right?
There's something really like football romanticism when teams go down, like Norwich and Watford did last year, and then come straight back up.
Good,
like,
right?
There's something kind of really like that, because they could go down and be all like, "Oh, we got relegated," but no, like real kind of drive and commitment. Well done, both of them.
Some good players coming back into the league. Like
Ben Foster, back in your team again?
Ben Foster, back in my FPL team.
Always.
Immediately, Ben Foster.
Always.
He's so good for me. I'm looking forward to seeing Ismail Assar. Honestly, I hope they can hold on to him over this summer, because that kid is clearly a talent. And you've got the likes of Buendia and Pukki and all those guys that we're used to. Yeah.
And
how good were those guys for us a couple of seasons ago?
Well, absolutely. And credit also, while I'm, you know, doing some positive things for Spurs at the moment, to Ollie Skip, who's been down.
Ollie who?
Ollie Skip, who's been on loan at Norwich this season and has been absolutely unbelievable.
Been decent,
for
right?
Them. Yeah, really, really good.
So is he going back to Spurs, or do you think he'll stay at Norwich?
No, he's coming. Well, I mean, his loan ends.
Who knows?
A bit like Bale. Got to go back to your parent club, haven't right. you? So in theory, he's coming back to Spurs in the summer. But I, from what I can gather, Norwich would really like to keep him. The question
sure
is, would they like to sell him?
I'm sure they would. Well, lots to discuss on tonight's FPL Family, guys. It's actually been a couple of weeks since we've seen you last.
Yeah.
And there has been lots going on. Not only the Carabao Cup, we'll talk about that in a sec. The guys coming up, Norwich and Watford. We've had the Super League stuff was killing football and then it died. So listen, that's a whole nother podcast where we could talk about what was going on there. We've had Liverpool going out of the Champions League. We've had all sorts, haven't
we? Two rounds of FPL.
We have Mourinho sacked at Spurs. It has been a hell of a fortnight for football. An absolute hell of a fortnight.
It's been crazy.
But it's culminated in, obviously, today's game at Wembley. First things first, how good to have fans back in the stands. Only 8,000 at Wembley today, but you could hear them. And it made a difference, right?
And when you think, you know, you could hear them, but only 2,000 of each set were club fans.
Right.
The other 4,000 were local NHS key workers.
Key workers and stuff, right? Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, they're just football fans, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there might be some Spurs, you might get some Spurs fans in there, might get some Man City fans in there, but mostly they're neutrals. So when you could hear the fans singing, it's amazing how much noise 2,000 people can make.
But it was just great to hear
so nice.
The songs, right? Rather than the generic crowd noise that gets pumped through on the broadcast, it was great to hear, you know, Ryan Mason's Blue and White Army and stuff like that. Because it's like, oh, actually, yeah, these teams have actually got some songs, and I really, really miss the songs.
It was
ridiculous.
It was just really nice to see actual, like, you know, for the first 10 minutes of that game, Spurs literally didn't get out of their own half, and then when they went up the other end and they won a corner. And the Spurs fans went absolutely bonkers when the players got at the other end. And it was so nice to see that players and the fans from a distance, of course, but interact with each other
totally.
Again.
Yeah,
It was really special. And it, like, I'll be glad. I'm so glad. Like, I think you kind of become a bit immune to it, don't you? After
yeah.
a while, you've become so used to just seeing empty stadiums that you don't really, you kind of say, oh, I want the fans back.
Totally.
I don't notice it anymore. But now,
we're coming up
today,
to game week 34, aren't we? And actually, we are not that far from A, the end of the season, but B,
37 and 38,
which, despite, I mean, goodness knows what's going to happen in FPL. We've got blanks and doubles and all sorts coming up if you're following Ben Crellin over on Twitter. So lots of FPL chaos still to come, right? But more importantly, we're going to have fans back in football stadiums. And I cannot wait for that moment. Honestly not.
I can't wait.
It's going to be so good. It'll be so good. So before we get to the FPL content, guys, we're going to be talking all about game week 33, which is still ongoing, by the way. So Villa and West Brom is currently going on. Currently West Brom winning at Villa Park 2-1, which is kind of a surprise, I think. But guys, you'll tell us, I'm sure, in the live chat.
I'm not wearing a hat,
today,
so you'll be alright.
As to what's going on, why a hat?
Well,
what do you mean?
Because last time Aston Villa were playing during our live stream, I through my hat.
Did you? And it knocked, oh, yeah, knocked the camera off. Yeah, yeah.
That was the last time that Aston Villa were playing.
What was that in anger for?
Because Ollie Watkins scored and then it got VAR'd out.
Ollie Watkins. Ollie Watkins has caused some absolute dramas in FPL Family this year, hasn't he? Well, absolute dramas.
I mean, if he scores now, I've got him. I've got him actually playing at the moment, so I do actually need him now to score. So.
Well, there we go. So you got Martinez as well, right?
Oh, yeah, but he's conceded two.
Apparently he's racking up some saves, though.
Well,
he's racking
he needs
up
to rack
saves.
Up about 20, doesn't
20
he?
20 saves, that'd be good. So, guys, you'll let us know in the live stream if there's any action in Villa versus West Brom. And, of course, we've got the Leicester game, Leicester against Crystal Palace.
Come on, Captain!
Still tomorrow. And we're actually coming, you know, we'll talk about our teams towards the end of the live stream, but we have both got our captain still to play. Both got Kelechi Iheanacho captain still to go
Rogue. This
game week. So when we talk about our teams, and we've had a pretty, as I'm sure most of you guys have had, a pretty mediocre game week so far, King Kelechi could actually change all of that, couldn't he? But we'll talk about him and his Leicester counterparts a bit later on. Before I get into the live chat, in fact, get into the live chat, guys. Let us know what you made of the Carabao Cup final today. What did you think of City's performance? What did you make of the Spurs performance as well? And should we be concerned about some of the Spurs players going into next game week? Of course, a lot of FPL managers bench their Spurs assets in game week 33 because in game week 34, they play Sheffield United. And I think even after that, the fixtures continue to look good. So I, for one, am absolutely pleased, I think, to be having Kane come back immediately on my side. However, the performance today might just put me off of captaining him in game week 34. I don't know, but get in the comments right now, guys, in the live chat. Let us know what you made of that Man City and that Spurs performance. And while you're doing that, I want to come to you because... Well, talk to me about the Carabao Cup final. I know
Watkins
you...
had done something.
No, Watkins hasn't done anything. And I know you don't want to talk about it, but let's just get it out there. What did you make of it? And...
Well, you're lucky I'm here, to be honest.
Yeah, I know. You were just like... last thing I want to do is go and talk about the Carabao Cup final. But I'll give my view in a minute, but I'm interested to hear your opinion on it.
I thought we... to say we rode our luck... would be an understatement. I thought actually what frustrated me is that so there's no doubt in my mind that City deserved to win that match on the play. But what frustrated me most was the way that it was lost in terms of that set piece goal. Because that was
bit
just
of a soft
it was
set
a,
piece, wasn't
it?
Yeah.
Aurier being an idiot and giving away the free kick. And then we'd been good defending set pieces. Like that is something that we do well.
Yeah.
And it was a soft one to give away. I think...
But the guy that can head a ball as well as Laporte, I was kind of surprised that he kind of ghosted in behind Sissoko. And Sissoko didn't really pick him up. Nor did anybody say to Sissoko, you know, you've got to pick this guy up.
Yeah.
But outside of that, you got to hand it to Man City. I don't think anybody's going to sit and say that they didn't deserve the win today. Because certainly at half-time, I remember making you a cup of tea at half-time. And one of the first things I said to you was, how are Spurs still in this game? Because City were fantastic.
I think, yes, they were. There's no doubt about that. But they were wasteful as well. Like, they were very wasteful with their chances. And the trouble is, if you're wasteful with your chances, you leave it very open.
You never know.
And you never know what might happen. And we rode our luck. And it could have gone the other way. The problem we had was that we just didn't have any... So for me, the big problem we had today was that Son was dreadful. Absolutely.
Yeah, he wasn't good, was he, Son, today?
Dreadful.
What was up with him then? Tiredness, fatigue, mental fatigue? What's going on with him?
I don't know. If I'm really brutally honest, I don't know. He's been off it for a while. There's been a few games that he's not been quite his normal self.
So answer me this then. You took him out on your FPL wildcard, which we will assess the success or otherwise of later on in the show.
Or otherwise.
So you took him out last week because you wanted Mo Salah, which I think has paid off for you this week.
Yeah.
And I think your view when you did that transfer was, all right, but I can then switch either Bruno or Salah to Son for the Sheffield United game.
Or Bale.
Oh, blimey, okay. So are you as keen on moving back to supplementing Kane with either Bale or Son now? Or how are you feeling about that? Because I'm, after that performance from Son today, I'm not itching to get him in. I appreciate Sheffield United. Not City, but still.
I'm leaning more towards doing Bale, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, Bale.
Yeah, because I think the reason...
Wow.
I think he didn't play Bale today because the way that Man City were going to play against us, playing Bale, who doesn't track back and is literally just... is not pacey either anymore.
No.
Was never going to go well against the Man City pace and the way that they play. Against Sheffield United, that's an entirely different game of football. And they were playing a very different way to Manchester City.
Sure, yeah, sure.
And so I can see him playing Bale in that one. I think in parts, I don't know. For me, Son's not been quite right for a couple of months now, watching him. But the goals and the assists have been there because his relationship with Kane has been as such. But it's been Kane that's been carrying him, I think.
What were we saying about Kane then as well today? Looked fine. To be honest with you, unfair, I thought. He's just not right. He's obviously carrying one or two knots.
Oh, shut up. As you would say to me, that's a very easy commentary to make.
Okay.
I disagree entirely. I just don't think that we had... I think if the midfield had been attacking in the way that it should have been, you wouldn't have said that about Kane. I just don't think he had... He just didn't have anything helping him. Son was awful. Lo Celso was not his game at all today. I'm surprised he lasted as long as he did before he got taken off, actually. I think Kane is fine. I think the issue for me is that, as you mentioned at the beginning, it's been a very odd week for Spurs. Bizarre, to say the least, with the Super Cup stuff and then with the Super League stuff, sorry. And then, of course, with the Mourinho sacking. Now, you sack a manager 2 days before a match. It gives Ryan Mason very little time to do anything with a team for Southampton.
Ryan Mason, born in 1991, by the way. How old do you feel?
I love Ryan Mason. I mean, I genuinely love him.
As soon as I said that on Sky today, Ryan Mason, born in 1991, I was like, oh my God, I feel old.
Yeah.
So old. But anyway, yes.
Love him. But 2 days before the Southampton game, and I think we saw in the first half against Southampton in the last FPL game week that we were really sluggish, we were really off it. We came back in the second half and we played a bit more the Spurs football that I thought we would.
All right.
And then, of course, he's only then had like a couple more days to build up for this one. Now we've got a week to build up for Sheffield United. And I think that will really help. It will give him time to sort of get a better understanding of the team. So my head at the moment says, well, we'll talk about Bruno in a minute, but...
Another blank for the Manchester United man. And not a particularly good game at Elland Road today, folks, I have to tell you. Let's get into the live chat then. Let's say hello to a few people. Let's say hi to a few people. How are you getting on, guys? Let's see. Gaz is in. Hey, Gaz from our Patreon. How are we doing? Evening FPL community says, hey, Gaz, how are you? Bossman525 is here. How are we doing, Bossman? Mick Lustmetz. How are we doing, Mick? Rahul is in as well. Matthew W is in as well. Hey, Matt, how are we doing? Luke Conlound is in. How are we doing? He says... Lucas Moura should never come off. He was playing well.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah, this Sissoko really sub was awful. Our midfield was overrun. Actually, he thinks that Moura was one of the better players for Spurs
today.
Totally
agree with you.
I would agree with that. Azzy is in. How are we doing? Azzy says, I was there today.
Oh, amazing.
There we go. Spurs didn't have anyone in the middle of the park who could get it done. No attacking threat. Best chance fell to Højbjerg. As I said, fullback's awful. No, Tanguy and Ndombele was a mistake. Moura was the best player.
Agreed.
So there's Azzy's match review, and I have to say, pretty spot on, I would suggest that from
Azzy.
Yeah,
I totally agree with that.
Because I think the reason that Son and Kane had such bad games...
Well, particularly Kane. Son was off it, but particularly Kane. The midfield were not helping him.
Well, they had no service. Yeah. They had no service, did they? It was interesting that he went with... Giovanni Lo Celso, right, which was an interesting one.
Yeah, I mean, the Winks pick was interesting for me over Ndombele. I actually thought Winks didn't play too badly, but Lo Celso, it really wasn't his game, and at half time it should have been Lo Celso that went, and I would have kept Moura on 100%. He was causing them all sorts of problems.
Yeah, that's what Azzy is saying.
They kept getting booked as a result of Moura.
That is what Azzy is saying. Ken's is in. Hey Ken, Stealth Panda, thank you for the super chat. Hey guys, hope yous are well and good. Mystery said, yeah, we missed you too last week. Sorry we couldn't live stream last week, guys, but yeah, not a good week for us here in the FPL family household, but we are back this week. From the lows of crying about the Super League to the highs of Liverpool. Oh, wait, we don't have any. Yeah, more on Liverpool a bit later on. I have been known this season to get quite angry after Liverpool games. I was quite angry at the end of that game.
All I can say is that after...
Cushions got thrown. Let's all us.
I was very pleased that at the end of that game, we were going to see some friends to sit in their garden for a beer, because Lee needed to be not sat at home thinking about football for a couple of hours.
Oh,
let's put it
that way. And as soon as we got around our friend's house, they went, oh, what did you make of that? I was like, I'm not talking about it. Get me a beer. I'm going to sit here in the sunshine and not talk about Liverpool. Absolutely shocking. Azzy, we've already said hello to Azzy. Hello again. B is here. She is saying, we're missing Tanguy and Ndombele, Sam. She needs some serious therapy, crying emojis. James Ward is here. How are we doing, James? Everything cool in life is here. That's a cool name, isn't it? I love you guys. Say hi. It would mean the world to me. Well, there we go. Everything cool in life. Very nice to see you. Let's see who else is in. Fraser Walker is here. Tell you what, I've just hidden Fraser Walker's message accidentally rather than shown it. But it was something about Foden.
Can you unhide it?
I don't think I can. So Fraser Walker, you are absolutely not in trouble, mate. I've just hit the wrong button. But he was talking about the fact that Foden was on fire right now, needs to get to the Euros. 100% agree. Absolutely looked on it today.
What's fascinating really for me with Foden is that he's been a talent for many years, but all of a sudden he's now first choice. So now what does that mean for us as FPL managers? Because surely he's going to play in the two Champions League games. So can we invest? That's why part of the reason I put him on tonight's graphic.
Yeah, totally, totally. Bossman 525, you never backed your boy Salah for the captaincy, Lee. No, I didn't, but I have backed Iheanacho. Salah with the 7-pointer. So let's see. I mean, listen, Iheanacho could go off tomorrow night. It's Crystal Palace, for goodness sake. That's why I'm backing him, right?
I don't know about you, but part of the reason I didn't go with Salah was because of the problems you've got at centre-half again. The fact that Fabinho was going to be dropping deep, it worried me that there'd be... like, he was going to be playing at centre-back. It worried me that you'd have the lack of connectivity again. Hence not going Salah, but...
yeah, did Salah get 7 or 9? Some guys are saying 9-pointer. Did he get all 3 bonus points? I think he might have, actually. So a 9-pointer. So listen, it will remain to be seen whether I've made a mistake or not captaining Salah in 24 hours from now. But I'm backing Iheanacho to do well because I just think Crystal Palace are all over the shop. Scott Schrager is in. Hey, Scott, very nice to see you. Overhaul coming at Spurs, he says. An absolute overhaul. He's saying coming. He isn't saying needed, but he's saying an overhaul is coming to Spurs. So let's see. Let's see. Let's get on with the... oh, Gavin Doyle. Salah got 9 points, Lee. 2 bonus points. You're absolutely right, as usual, Gavin. So could I have backed him? Should I have backed him? Maybe I should have with the bomb ban. I don't know. Let's see a day from now whether Iheanacho has done the business against Crystal Palace. There's the old Twitter on the left-hand side. At FPL Family over there. We're at FPL Family over on Instagram as well. How's the Facebook going?
Yeah.
Going well?
Yeah, I was a bit quiet today because I'll be really honest.
You weren't quiet in the living room, I can tell you. It was emotional.
No, but you can vouch for this. I've been really stressed today. The whole up until 4:30, I was a total nightmare. I just couldn't. I couldn't concentrate on anything. I was basically a pain in the bum. And then as soon as we kicked off, I was worse. So I was like, I can't do interactions because I might swear and I just can't cope. So even though I did watch the 2 earlier games, there weren't interactions because, to be honest, I just couldn't.
Right, okay, well, there we go.
I wouldn't, I just couldn't.
Let's get started on game week 33. And to be honest with you, I don't want to spend a lot of time here because I think it's been a difficult week, actually. Unless you've got the man right here, top left on...
how has Chris Wood ended up on the board?
Chris Wood is on the board. it's absolutely incredible. You know, wild cards being brandished over the last couple of weeks. People bringing in Wolves defenders because of their fixtures. Home fixture to Burnley. However, I mean, I went on the FPL show on Thursday. I did talk about the fact that Burnley have shown this kind of new, I don't know, intent to attack. I mean, don't get me wrong. I absolutely did not call a Chris Wood hat-trick.
Well... but to be fair to you, when we were sat in the garden on Friday afternoon, with like an hour and a half to go to the deadline.
And you hovering over the wild card.
And I was faffing. I've got to be honest. I was faffing with my wild card because I was like, what do I do about Salah? Right, I think I might want Bale. Why don't I take Son out and do Salah? It'll be fine. And then this one comes up and goes, why don't you get Chris Wood? And I was like...
well, to be honest, there is a little bit of a dearth of forwards to choose from. Outside of Kane and Iheanacho, that's difficult to say. Who are you going to have as your third striker? I've got Vidra, but not expecting much from him every week. You've got Ollie Watkins, who feels like the next striker of choice, to be honest with you. I do think, given the fixtures, Bamford is going to come back onto radars potentially, although he hasn't really got the FPL points last 3 points. Well, we'll talk more about Leeds later on because Leeds are about to change in terms of their fixtures. 3 weeks ago, we sat here and we said, right, everybody off of Leeds because they've got Man City, Liverpool, Man United, and they got, 5 points out of those games? Sensational. So, again, Leeds, a dangerous team to play. We mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, how they are... no pressure right now. They're middle of the table. Not going to go into the European spots. Not going to go down either. So they're playing with a freedom. And that, for me, makes them dangerous. But before we get to Leeds, how about this guy? Chris Wood. 92 on the BPS, by the way. Which I don't remember anybody higher than 92 this season. That's got to be an all-time season high, right? I think so.
Born in 1991, same as Ryan Mason.
Right, okay. What are you saying about Burnley then? Because the Burnley fixtures, actually, all of a sudden, West Ham at home, who? we know, struggling to defend. Fulham away, Leeds, Liverpool, who can't defend a lead for Toffee, and then Sheffield United on the last day. Suddenly...
No, thanks.
He's just a straight no. If you've got Chris Wood this week, well done, but don't
bring him
in.
Chris Wood's not going to get a hat-trick and an assist every week.
I know he's not, but he's going to get some confidence from that, surely. And they still need the points to stay up, right? They're not safe.
Right.
I'm just trying to make a case for Burnley, right? I've got Vidra. I'll be sticking with Vidra. He played today. Could have had some FPL points, but I think he had one ruled out for VAR, didn't he, Vidra? So could have.
Offside,
but by the look on your face
I'm not...
the non-plussed kind of demeanour...
It's not exactly sexy FPL, is it?
Of course, that doesn't need to be. 20-pointer today? That's sexy enough for you. 92 BPS. Right, okay.
I can't be persuaded about Chris Wood, I'm afraid. I mean, look, if you really want to, then fine, but I got you, Nacho and Kane.
Wow. Okay, well, it's 2-2 in the Villa game.
What's happened? Is it Watkins?
No, it looks like a Keenan Davis goal.
What? For God's sake, that's not Watkins, is it?
It looks like a Keenan Davis goal. One or two of the guys are saying Watkins assist, hopefully. So who knows? Who knows? But Keenan Davis has scored, which is pretty incredible, to be honest with you. What's he's like 4.0?
Do you remember back in the day when we all had Keenan Davis?
Yeah, when was that?
Right at the beginning of the season.
Those were halcyon days, weren't they?
That was the
Keenan Davis.
That was right back at the beginning of the season when we all thought, you know, Keenan Davis and Rhian Brewster were going to be the go-to striker options of choice.
Yeah. Well.
Is it a Watkins assist?
I don't know. The guys will tell us. I'm sure.
Come on, please be
a
Watkins assist.
Prima HW is in. He's saying, Sam, I agree with you. Chris Wood has had his moment of the season. That is it. It'll be business as normal from now on. Do not get excited, Lee, and bring him in.
I love it.
It is what it is. Quick question on the Wolves defence then, because a lot of wild carders last couple of weeks, you included, will have bought the likes of Cody and Sice and some of them in because the fixtures look that good for Wolves. All of a sudden, they've got to go to West Brom, who, as we know, are having a bit of a... I don't know, renaissance or whatever, having a bit of a last-ditch attempt to try and stay up. Then they're at home to Brighton. Okay, well, that feels low scoring, but you never know. Then they're away at Spurs. All of a sudden, that Wolves defensive pick not looking so great. How are you feeling about Connor Cody now then?
Yeah.
Are you going to get excited about anything this evening, or are you just down the dumps about your Carabao Cup malaise?
Probably. Cody, I think, it's going to be hard work for you tonight, I've got to be honest.
Right, okay.
Cody, I think, is... Look, I mean, I'm not displeased about Cody. I do worry somewhat that Wolves have decided to just disappear off into the sunset when they've got...
Are they a bit beachy now?
Might be. Let's see what happens. Maybe I'll probably give him next week and then see what happens next week. If they're still rubbish, I'll probably just bring Dallas back.
That is what Gaz is saying. He's saying Wolves look like they were on the beach today. Yeah, it looked like they were on the beach a little bit. So, yeah, let's keep an eye on that Wolves pick because, not looking too clever, to be honest with you. Where else should we go? Let's talk about Liverpool 1, Newcastle 1 then. My turn to be negative. Now, let's not make it a whole negative
show. I better be some positive
let's
now.
Let's not make it a whole negative show. It started off so well, didn't it? Salah took the goal so well. Back to goal, swivel and turn.
21 attempts.
Oh, listen. This is the story of our season at home, isn't it?
I think it was, wasn't it?
21 attempts, 7 on target and 1 goal. And it's... Honestly, we do it a lot, right? And I think both Klopp and one of the players came out afterwards and talked about the fact that we miss so many chances.
Yeah.
I'm not taking anything away from Newcastle because Newcastle did... what teams at Anfield do. That's how you get points from us, right? You just hang in there. 0-0, 1-0, even at 2-0, you just hang in there and you know that come the end of the game, we will tire for some reason and we will get nervous from set pieces. And what Steve Bruce did was he bought Callum Wilson on to just stretch us.
Yeah.
That little bit of energy that we had left in our legs at the back, Wilson just came on and was busy and got rid of that little bit of energy. Willock came on, found the space and the pockets in between the defence and the midfield that was vacated by those tired defenders, and they'd done the business. I thought they would go long. I thought they'd be like, right, let's get Andy Carroll on from a set piece and just do a Llorente from the previous week.
You did say that, yeah.
Yeah, but I honestly saw that result coming a mile off. I said to you at halftime, this will end 1-1 because we spent 45 minutes... being so wasteful in front of goal. Yeah. And it's starting to worry me that it's becoming a trend now because we did the same against Leeds. Great in the first half. Not quite as many chances created, but still pretty wasteful. And then the longer the game goes on at 0-0 or 1-0, the longer I think, or the more convinced I get that we will concede in the last few minutes. That's cost us 4 points this week.
Welcome to my world.
But listen, that's going to cost us a Champions... This week is going to cost us the Champions League spot. No doubt about it.
Could have been a Spurs fan. I mean, that's pretty... But this has been the problem with teams like Spurs, like Liverpool. There's like that. All those sorts of take clubs that should be around the Champions League spots and just aren't. It's because of these stupid mistakes that they've been making consistently all season. And you see it coming a mile off. You can see the build-up of play from the opposition. And Newcastle read it really well. They read it perfectly. They withstood all of the attack that you were putting out there.
We just got deeper and deeper and deeper, didn't we? It's horrendous.
And now, so from an FPL perspective, I've suddenly ended up with Salah, Jota and Trent.
Okay. Going into Manchester United away next, but then four really nice fixtures to end the season. I say four nice fixtures. Are they nice fixtures for Liverpool?
The problem I have with Liverpool, so I like owning Salah. I feel much better about my FPL team having Salah back in.
He is still ticking over. Despite Liverpool being a bit crap, he is ticking over Salah.
I feel...
A bit expensive to tick over. You want him to explode, but still.
But I do feel like... He's the one player at Liverpool that I do feel like I want to own.
Yeah.
Jota, I thought, had some decent opportunities in the game, but no returns again, and goes off on 57 minutes for a one-pointer, which, like, from an FPL perspective, that's the thing that really grinds me, is when they go off just before that 60-minute
mark. So you've got Trent, Jota and Salah. Who are you thinking of selling then?
Trent and Jota.
Trent and Jota both out.
Yeah.
Which is unbelievable, isn't it? Because if you go back 2 or 3 weeks, people were wildcarding to get Trent and Jota in.
I wildcarded to get Trent and Salah in, kept Jota. What I really wanted to happen, I've got to be honest, on Friday, was that Klopp would rule out Jota. I was like, if Klopp rules out Jota, then it's great because I can have Trent and Salah. That's what I want to do. But it was a difficult decision for the midfield spots. But in an ideal world now, I would ideally like to not... Depends on the back four, though, doesn't it? Because if Fabinho is going to play in the back four, I don't want Trent. Is the honest reality? There's no clean sheets, and there's no real attacking threat from Trent.
It does affect him, yeah.
If you've not got Phillips there,
yeah, it does affect him. And Phillips with a hamstring injury, I don't know when he's going to be back. I don't think Klopp even gave as much of an indication in his press conference on Friday as to when he would be back. Just that he's out, yeah. So we need to keep an eye on that. But listen, Liverpool have been better away from home, and actually three of our last five are away from home. And the two that are at home against Southampton and Crystal Palace, now both teams that have been very, very leaky recently and have got the flip-flops on a little bit. So I'm not panicking. I'm probably going to end up benching Trent or Jota this week against Manchester United, probably. But then I'm quite happy, I think, to have the three of them back for this run-in of the last four games. Depending on how the Manchester United game goes. If Man United beat us, if it's not over already, then it probably is then, because Chelsea have got, Fulham at home, I think, next round. I don't know who Leicester have got, but I remember they've got easy fixtures for a while. Yeah, Southampton. So next week, you've got Leicester playing Southampton, you've got Chelsea playing Fulham, even West Ham have got Burnley away, which is, okay, could be tricky, but you maybe back them. Whereas Liverpool have got Manchester United. So... And we've got to beat Manchester United next week, because those other teams will get points in those games. Otherwise, we're dead and buried, if we're not already, in my opinion. I think it's gone, because I think Chelsea are playing much better. Anyway, any thoughts on Newcastle? Because as you say, they kind of dug in and in the end got a result. Did they deserve that result? They probably did, for the way that they dug in and fought for the game.
Probably. I mean, they rode their chances throughout most of the first half and quite a lot of the second half. But from that, you know, that's kind of what you want, isn't it? You want teams to do that. And they're fighting for something. They've shown that last week. They've shown it again this week.
What about the handball, by the way, at the end? The handball. The Wilson handball. I mean, that was what upset me even more, to be honest with you. I could see this goal coming. And then Wilson scores, inverted commas, scores. And I'm fuming, right? The cushions are gone. I'm absolutely fuming. Then we get what I think is our biggest slice of luck, probably our only slice of luck from VAR. And there's no doubt about it. Massively got out of one there.
Yeah.
Massively got one. Because not in any game, in any world, in any universe, is that a handball. It's shocking. I know it's the rules, guys. I understand it's the rules, but it's not a handball. It's disgusting that it's a handball. But anyway, it is, and VAR rules it out. So I'm sitting back down, and I'm calmer, but I'm still fuming that we've conceded that goal. I was still fuming that we conceded it, because I thought, we're so lucky to have got this win, because we've so lucky to have got that, and we've been, I knew it was coming, but we're so lucky, blah, blah, blah. And then to not even accept that gift from VAR, and to let in a goal again. It's just unbelievable. I could not believe it. I'm getting upset again now. I'm going to stop. But I was absolutely fuming after that game. Fuming. Because I was so upset with the Wilson goal. And then to not switch on for 30 seconds and accept that you've been lucky and get the win was absolutely shocking mentality from Liverpool. Yeah. Which, to be honest with you, we haven't said for two previous seasons. We haven't said that. If anything, it's been all about their mentality and seeing games out. To throw it away in the way we did was absolutely disgusting, and it worries me. It really worries me. Anyway, let's move on before I get too emotional. West Ham 0, Chelsea 1. Timo Werner actually with the winner in this game, but some decent performances all round from Chelsea. Wouldn't say it was the greatest game in the world, but Chelsea just about doing enough to finish the season strongly. And if Tuchel can finish them in the top four, which it looks like he can, and can get a decent run together in the Champions League and maybe even make the final, tough ask, right, in the Champions League, no doubt about it, a tough ask, but he can do it. He's got the history. He's got the experience, Tuchel. They could be on for a fantastic end to this season. As I keep saying, I'm backing them to do well next season.
I took Aspilicueta out on my wild card
.
Because I didn't like this fixture. I thought that West Ham would, without Rice and Creswell, I thought that they would do what they did last week and really attack the game. But they didn't really.
No.
Dangerous
game to play that against Chelsea.
Yeah, but that's what I thought they would do. So I thought there'd be goals for both sides in this game. And I also looked at the Chelsea fixture and whilst the fixtures look nice and they've got Fulham in 34, they've obviously got these two all-important Champions League games sandwiching 34. And I thought, Aspilicueta, is there a chance that he rests him in 34?
Mm.
And plays,
or has he had his rest? He didn't play last week.
And yeah, and I couldn't, in my head, I was like, he's so important to them. The Champions League is, yes, the league is important, but it's Fulham. Could they win that without it? Like, it was all playing out in my head and I couldn't work it out. And in the end, I thought, right, I'm just going to go without until we know what's happening after 34. Like, yes, I didn't see a clean sheet in this one. So I was like, I might be losing a clean sheet from 34. I didn't see a clean sheet in this one. So it didn't feel that bad. I don't know. I also feel like with the Chelsea defenders at that sort of price point, the clean sheets are definitely there, as we've seen earlier on in the season. They have a huge clean sheet potential. But it's hard to pick one that's attacking.
Rudiger picked up two bonus points, Rudiger, right? So an 8-pointer, his owners will be happy with that.
Yeah. Well, and that's the other thing, isn't it? Is that at Rudiger's price point, like, Rudiger's that much cheaper than Aspilicueta, so like a step down to Rudiger, although it's not really a step down, but you know what I mean, a financial decrease might just be the way that I go, particularly if I'm trying to free up some money later on. But I'm certainly going to wait it out now until we see what happens in the Champions League.
Okay, a word on Mason Mount as well, because I was watching him quite closely. He's in my FPL team. I thought a bit unlucky not to get points this week. I noticed in the Fantasy Football Scout members area, if you're not a member of the Fantasy Football Scout website, all the links are in the description below if you want to head over there and become a member over on Fantasy Football Scout. Some shots, so some stats for in the top five stats. Mount top for shots, joint top for shots with your man Chris Wood and Timo Werner this week. So,
here he is.
Listen, in a week where Chris Wood gets 20-odd points and Mount gets a 3, Mount had as many shots as Chris Wood on goal this weekend. So, a bit unlucky, Mount owners, I thought, not to get any points. But he played well, didn't he?
He did play well, and I agree with you that it was unlucky. I really like Mount. I think he is a top quality player, and I think it only bodes well for England with the likes of Foden and Mount coming through.
Sport for choice a little bit, isn't he, Gareth? You haven't even mentioned Grealish or Greenwood.
Well, I've not mentioned Grealish because what's happened to Grealish?
Oh, well, yeah.
But, you know, there's... Grealish has been out for so long now. Surely he's not going to the Euros anymore. Surely.
Well, who knows?
Let's see what happens if he ever comes back. He seems to be coming back and then not coming back all the time. But Mount and Foden, I just think, are both of them phenomenal, phenomenal talents.
Yeah.
Really like Mason Mount. He'll be one that I'll be really, really probably end up in my first draft of my next season team, I would have thought, the way
if Tuchel can get that team scoring goals more goals more regularly, if he can get a bit more of a tune out of Werner and Ziyech and maybe even Tammy Abraham if he doesn't leave in the summer, Mount is going to be a great FPL asset next year because he's going to be taking the set pieces, the corners, everything, right? I think he's going to be really good.
I agree.
One to look out for, hoping not too much for a price-wise, please, FPL, for Mason Mount.
I shouldn't have thought so. He's not really set the world on
hopefully.
Fire.
Hopefully. Yeah, hopefully. One last game to have a look at. Leeds 0, Manchester United 0. Not a great game, this, but Luke Shaw coming to the rescue for us Luke Shaw owners. An 8 points. I think it was 8, maybe 9. I think got 2 bonus points, Luke Shaw.
I think he did get 2.
But the key talking point to come out of this game is going to be Bruno Fernandes. Another blank for Bruno. What are we saying?
I don't know. I don't know what to do about Bruno.
Another good game, by the way. It's not... Okay, FPL blank. But, again, pass the eye test. Good player, right? Good player. Bruno, yeah, of course he is, Luke. But had a really good game, didn't he? Without getting FPL points. It's starting to get frustrating. But I'm so reluctant to sell because A, ownership, and B, he is playing really, really well. He's just not getting the FPL points.
It's really tough. The Bruno thing is a really
big
hard
question,
call.
That, for me, ahead of next week.
I must admit... I am, so between the Manchester United game finishing and watching Spurs, I was like, that's it. I have to sell Bruno because I can't sell Salah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to need a Spurs midfielder for Sheffield United. So I'm going to have to sell Bruno. And then I watched Spurs and was like...
You watched Son's performance today and you're like, nah.
Tell about that. It's really tough, I think, with Bruno because... As you say, it's not that he's playing badly. It would be easy to sell somebody that was playing badly, but he isn't. He's just not. And today, I thought that Phillips, who was marking him, just was phenomenal and just played him completely out of the game. If people do that against him every week, it's very, very hard to get FPL points. But he did have some of the best chances, particularly from set pieces today. So,
yeah.
I don't know, it's really tough.
It's a really tough sell, isn't it? You know the minute you sell him, he's going to go off. It's just inevitable. But really not. I mean, that's what, one goal, one assist in his last, what, 7 or 8 games? If it was any other asset, you'd sell, right? It's just because of what he's done for us in the last year, 18 months as FPL managers. You just can't bring yourself, I can't bring myself to do it. But I'm very close, I'll be honest.
And I find calling next week's fixture really difficult. The Liverpool and Man United game.
It's tough to call
it's
that,
It's really difficult to call. I've now got 5 players from that game. It's too many. But I was only supposed to have 4 because Bruno or Salah was going to become Son or Bale. And that still could happen, let's be honest. I still might do that. For a Sheffield United game, that still could happen. But it's a very difficult decision as to who makes way out. Selling Bruno feels...
The other thing with Bruno was he always used to obviously deliver the FPL points, but then he'd top it up with a penalty every few weeks, wouldn't he? But United, well, all teams, I'm not just targeting United, but all teams are not getting as many penalties now because of this change in the rules and a bit more, let's just call it, common sense around what's a penalty and what's not. So back at the start of the season when there was no common sense and we had strikers smacking it against defenders' arms for a penalty, you know, you'd get a penalty every week and Bruno was flying, but... Do you think that's contributed or am I just clutching at straws now?
Maybe. You could be right. I think, I find the Bruno decision really, really difficult. And I, through fear, to be honest, will probably end up keeping him because his ownership is such that if I sell him and then he gets a penalty or even one goal, that is going to be catastrophic in terms of overall rank at this point.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Let's see. We've got a super chat from Angus Chow. Thanks, Angus, for the super chat. Hey, guys. I went for Mane instead of Salah on my wildcard. Blank this week, but he looks like he's in the right places. Thoughts as a differential? I'll give my thoughts in a second, but what do you think? Mane, differential?
Okay, I'm going to have to say this really politely.
You don't need to say it politely.
I think Mane has gone as a player. I think he's left the club. Mentally, I think he's exit stage left. I don't understand how you can go from being as good as he was last season.
Yeah.
Because he and Liverpool were phenomenal last season, but particularly Mane, I thought, for the last couple of years, has been really, really good. This season, he might be in the right places physically, but he's not making any use of being in the right places. He's not taking the chances.
He's not in the right place mentally, is what you're saying.
I just don't think he wants to be there anymore. That's the only thing I can take from his woeful performances.
Yeah. He's... I'm not even sure I would agree with him being in the right places at the moment. I obviously watch him week in, week out. I've not seen him have a good game for a very long time. Actually, the Spurs game. He played all right in the Spurs game. But how long ago was that? When we beat you at Anfield? That's like 3 months ago.
January.
Yeah, stupid. That's 2 months ago, right? So I've not seen him have a good game for a while. I would, if I was chasing in my mini league and I wanted the differential to get up to the upper echelons, I would not be suggesting Mane right now.
The thing is, if you want a differential, there's so many decent...
There's better ones.
There's so many better, cheaper differentials in the midfield. You know, we've talked about Mount already, but there's Maddison, who we've not really discussed at all because obviously Leicester haven't played yet, but he's a really nice differential, I think, till the end of the season. At least until game week 36. There's Foden, who seems to be just absolutely killing it at the moment. There's so many potentials out there. Pogba even, maybe.
But to answer the question, it's not Mane over Salah right now. It's really not. And I don't even think over Jota. I think I'd have Jota over him at the minute. A bit of news for you, Sam. I think the second Villa goal, which came quite near towards the end of the game, I think, was Watkins' assist. Watkins' assist. So there we go. The guys are saying a bit of a jammy one, but that's what we'd expect from Mr. Watkins, is it not? There we go.
Thank you, Oliver.
So, Ollie Watkins with the assist.
You absolute legend.
Aston Villa, who have scrambled a point against West Brom in the dying minutes, I think, from what I can make out of that game.
How many saves did Martinez make?
Let's see. Three saves. You get a point for that. Well done, Emmy owners. You will get a two-pointer. Well done, a two-pointer. He's been good for you the rest of the season, though, to be fair. Is Watkins getting any bonus points? No, of course he's not.
I don't care about that. He's got an assist. That's more than half my team.
There we go. Right, let's get on to talking about our team, Sam. But before we do that, let's do a quick Manager of the Month update for April. So it's pretty close. Well, I say pretty close. It's very close in the Manager of the Month competition for April. James and Tony both in there at 223 points. Tied at the top. Wow. Yeah. Now, bear in mind, this was at the end of game week 32.
Okay.
So this does not include any points that have so far been accumulated in game week 33.
About three that we've all got.
And we've all got about 10 points. But once the Leicester game is done tomorrow, I will be adding game week's 33 points to my magical spreadsheet. And I'll be letting the Patreon community and you guys know next week which one of James, Tony, Neil or Kim, or indeed anyone else. Because actually after Kim, it's still pretty close.
Oh, I'm going to have some stormers in the next couple of weeks.
You need to have a stormer this week. Are you talking about the competition for next month?
Oh, I'd quite like to win the last one.
The last one, the May competition starts next game week. Because
you would have to, I mean, obviously I actually can't win it, but you would have to buy me a present.
Yeah, we've had this discussion before.
Yeah.
You're not getting a present. You've had Nando's on delivery tonight. That is a present for the week.
To be fair, I did get a present last weekend.
You did get a present last week, yeah. Yeah, you did. Right, so there is our Manager of the Month for April. So anyone of James, Tony, Neil or Kim could still win, or of course anybody else that's in the chase in pack. If you wanted to come and join us and take part in our Manager of the Month competitions, we run them every month. Even if you're having a terrible season, we start from scratch at the beginning of that month, and it's a period of 3 or 4 game weeks, sometimes 5 game weeks. And whatever your cumulative score is for those game weeks only, you'll get on the leaderboard and hopefully win one of these fantastic prizes from our sponsors, kickingtheballs.com. You can get into the description below. All the links are in there. Yes, Sam?
I have a question.
You have a question.
Game week 34 officially starts on the 30th of April.
Right.
So does that mean it is part of April's Manager of the Month?
How many games are on the 30th of April?
One.
So May's Manager... Actually, a good question.
Thanks.
I thought you were putting your hand up to be awkward and
difficult. No, I wasn't. That was a serious question
because
the deadline was at 12:30
on
Saturday and it has subsequently moved forwards.
Right, okay.
So
good
it
question.
Only moved forward on Wednesday last week. So originally it was supposed to end tomorrow.
No, in that case... When game week 33 is all said and done, and Leicester have smashed the hell out of Crystal Palace, and Iheanacho has got us a hat trick for captaincy, that is when our April Manager Month will finish. I will total up the scores, we'll find out who's won that month, and then when game week 34 kicks off, that is when
the final
May Manager of the Month competition will start. So if you want to come and take part in May's Manager of the Month competition, you know, do not join Patreon tonight, right? Join on the 1st of May, and you will then still be eligible to get into...
It's a big one, because that's five game
weeks. That's a five game week competition, so anything can happen there. Anything can happen. You need to be consistently good each week
to come top
of our league. I've got close before, you've got quite close, but neither of us has ever won a Manager of the Month, have we?
I was second for quite a long time.
You were second in this season, right?
And then I made you promise to buy me an Aldevira shirt and fell off a cliff.
That's right.
That's what happened.
That's right. So if you want to come and support us, patreon.com/FPLfamily. We have three different tiers. We've got the Ohana tier, where you get podcasts and Slack and all that sort of stuff. The $5 tier, you get that stuff, but then you also get involved in these monthly competitions that I was talking about. And then if you want to go one step further and you want to take part in the Zoom conferences, have some one-to-one sessions with us about your FPL team and how you're going to finish the season, then you can head over to the Zoom tier, the $10 tier. I want to give a shout out to Gurav, who we spoke to recently, and also to Chintan, who we spoke to recently. Anybody you've been speaking to on the Zoom this week?
I've been speaking to lots of people. I spoke to Adrian this week. That was a really nice chat. He was all the way from Jakarta. So I love speaking to people in different parts of the world.
I suggested to Chintan, by the way, to get Pereira in. I hope he took that.
Did he?
I hope he did. Mm. I hope he did. Let's see. He's chasing in his mini leagues about £200 on it, apparently. So
Listen.
Could be a win there for Chintan in his mini leagues. So there we go, guys. If you want to go and check us out, patreon.com/FPL family. The first of the month is a good time to join us. The first of the month. So
Saturday.
Don't join us tonight, but on Saturday at the weekend, We'll do another reminder this time next week on the live stream. That will be a good time to join us because it's the beginning of the month. You get a full month for your money that month. And also you get entered into the new May Manager of the Month competition. There we go, Sam. And we've also got a bit of a graphic here with Bryce and with a few of our other previous winners there who had Kane shirts, signed Laudrup shirts, signed Manchester United treble 99 shirts. Why you'd want one of them, I don't know. Arsenal Invincible shirts, all sorts. They've got loads of good stuff on kickingtheballs.com, so you can head over there and check those guys out.
You can also have a street sign if you want to.
And you can have one of those if you want. Yeah, you don't have to be a shirt. It can be a signed street sign, which, by the way, has got Harry Kane, Eriksen and Dele Alli on it. So
shut up. Don't you dare.
That's going to need a refresh.
Don't you dare.
It's going to need a refresh because...
Stop it. Stop it.
It's going to need a refresh because...
Stop it.
Only one of those players is going to be there next season.
Harry Kane. Move on.
Dele Alli.
Move on!
Right, move on. Let's talk about the game week. Game week 33.
Outrageous.
As it stands.
Who's this?
Now, this is your team. Currently on 29 points.
No,
but of course,
34.
As usual.
Legend Watkins.
As usual, I've made these graphics at half time during the game that's been on and live as we've been on. And of course, Ollie Watkins has snuck you an assist. So you're actually on what? 34. 34 points. Overall rank, according to FPL Fix, is?
71.
71k, which is down from 69k. So a small red arrow right now, but...
Two to come.
But, what, Iheanacho? Oh, Castagne. You've got Castagne as well, haven't you? Ooh, cheeky, okay.
Yeah.
So Castagne and Iheanacho captain still to go. So I'm pretty confident that'll be a green arrow when all said and done. Pretty happy with that?
I mean, given the week it is...
It's been a tough week, right?
I'm pretty happy. I mean...
Not everyone's got Chris Wood, do you know what I mean?
No, I sold a couple of clean sheets, which bother me, but it is what it is. I think longer term, I'm quite happy with them going forward. I'm not sure I want three Liverpool, but I'll worry about that in midweek. But yeah, the rest of them are okay. Captain Iheanacho...
Oh, I need to stop you. Garav is in the chat tonight.
Here he is.
Super Garav, who we spoke to on the Zoom the
other
day.
He's got Chris Wood. Yeah.
He's up into the top 7k. Yeah. How good is that?
Yeah.
Chris Wood. What did he get? Like 20 points?
I don't know, but...
Ridiculous.
He's probably got more than my team.
2% owned Chris Wood. Absolutely. Yes. There will be teams that haven't got as many points as Chris Wood this week. Sorry, talk to me about your team then. So, yeah, when all said and done, I think you're going to be pretty happy. Castagne and Iheanacho captain still to go.
Yeah, if Leicester can keep a clean sheet, which, my goodness, they better, then a clean sheet for Castagne and a hat-trick for Iheanacho, and I'm happy.
Happy days. Happy days. So there we go. Not too bad.
It's okay.
Little red arrow, but I expect it will be green when all said and done, in a difficult week, no doubt about it. Early thoughts for next week? How are we feeling about game week 34? What do you want to do?
The plan was one of Bruno or Salah, which won't be Salah now. So either Bruno to one of the Spurs boys.
Okay.
Or
Bruno to Bale is rogue, by the way.
That's very Sam FPL.
That is rogue.
That could happen.
Oh, goodness me.
Or I might just play it safe and change one of my defenders. Don't know.
Back to Dallas.
Maybe Dallas. I can't go back to Dallas.
You can go back to Dallas. If you look at the fixture difficulty rating ticker on Scout.
Yeah, I don't know.
And 3 weeks ago, we were like, right, Leeds have got City, Liverpool, Man United. Get rid. Now they've got Brighton, Spurs, Burnley, Southampton, West Brom to finish the season.
Yeah, but have you met Chris Wood? Have you got to play Chris Wood.
Chris Wood.
I don't know about Brighton, but even Sheffield United, I did think, oh, maybe I'd just get a Spurs defender for a week.
Brighton, who have just gone away to Sheffield United and lost, by the way, not scoring too many goals. Spurs, goodness knows what's going
to
happen.
I think we just need to... do you know what I think I need? I need a couple of days of just pondering with what I do with my
transfer. You need to get the Carabao Cup out of your system, don't you?
Life feels a bit sad.
We need to watch the end of Line of Duty, season 5. Forget about the football for a bit.
No spoilers, please.
Get Line of Duty done. Spoilers. And then start thinking about your FPL team tomorrow morning. We go again, Sam.
I've got to write a pundit article this week. Can I write about how sad I am? I feel sad.
And by the way, can I just shock you?
What?
I just shock you a second. Next game week, 10 fixtures. Straight 10 fixtures. No messing about.
It's never Friday night.
No doubles or blanks.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but I'll take that.
Deadlines.
The amount of... I'm not... It
starts with Nacho. Nacho.
Is it Nacho on Friday?
I think so.
Yeah, I think Leicester are on Friday. I think you're right.
I think it's Nacho versus Southampton, isn't it?
Anyway,
Friday night?
Your game week, not too bad.
It's okay.
Not too bad. It's sure okay. Right. My game week, exactly the same. Not too bad. Not great. Not too bad. 33. Iheanacho captain still to go. No Castan or no Leicester defender. So you're going to end up beating me again this week.
I already have beaten you.
My game week was obliterated on Saturday night when you said, we're out of milk. Can you go for a walk up the shop? I said, it's absolutely fine because it's Sheffield United Brighton. I don't want to watch that game. I'm going to just listen to it in my headphones and I walk up the shop and get a pint of milk. As I get into Sainsbury's, McGoldrick scores.
Yeah, I must admit...
Veltman and Sanchez.
The Veltman clean sheet going really did annoy me.
I was fuming again. Bear in mind, I've watched Liverpool earlier in the day. I'm fuming. And then... David McGoldrick, Sheffield United beating Brighton 1-0, absolutely ruined my game. Without that, I've got 6-6, maybe even more from the two boys, Sanchez and Veltman. So, and then I'm in the 40s and I'm suddenly having an half-decent game week. But that McGoldrick goal, that really hurt. Then I didn't back the right keeper, so I've got Mendy on my bench with 5 over Sanchez. And then I've my Chelsea defender, who they did get a clean sheet, come on for a one-point cameo. So a lot's gone wrong this week. I've had an unlucky week, but... When all said and done, Sam, I am up 1K right now.
So where are you now?
125K with Iheanacho captain to go. Could be an alright game week.
Yeah.
Could be alright.
Yeah.
So listen, I'm not crying too much.
Come on, the differential Castagna.
Yeah. Castagna could be great for you, actually. Probably better than Iheanacho. Although, I do think a lot of FPL managers will have played their captain already. I think there was a lot. I think there's more Brunos than you think. And there was a lot of Salahs as well. I think Iheanacho is a bit of a differential
captain.
There's
a million Canes.
What, this week?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know if people were... Either they're dead teams.
Yeah.
Or people just were like, oh, Captain Kane, so I get points off the bench.
Captain, I can't say that word, but you know what I mean. Yeah, so presumably a lot of vice-captain Salahs or a vice-captain...
I guess so.
So anyway, a pretty... bang average game week, which could be good depending on what King Kelechi does for us tomorrow night. So there we go, Sam. That is it. That's it. Game week 33 nearly in the bag. What else is there left to say other than you can catch us on all of the socials that you can see on your screen there. Thank you to all the podcast listeners. If you're listening on the podcast, over 110,000 listens now on the podcast across all platforms. And that's just this season. We've only been doing that this season, haven't we? So thank you if you listen to us on the podcast. Any shows or any official podcasts or any...
You're podding this week.
I'm on the official podcast this week. Okay, well, I'll take that. I'll take that. As long as Kelechi does the business for me, that's good.
I know what you're doing.
I'm glad you know my schedule because I, frankly, haven't got a clue.
Lee's podding this week. I've got pundit articles I've already mentioned. There'll be another Scout the Game Week this week for Fantasy Football Scout with Karam this week.
Hey, Karam,
so that'll
very
be
nice.
I'm very much looking forward to a chat with Karam on Tuesday evening. That'll be out on Wednesday morning. What else? Might be it.
So not too busy a week this week then. A bit more chilled. Give you some time to think about getting Dallas back in your team. Bruno to Bale.
I'm not doing anything.
It sounds stupid when you say it out loud.
I'm not doing
anything. Bruno to Bale.
The other thing is, I'm not doing anything yet because, of course, we've got Champions League and Europa League.
Of course we have. Yes, of course we have. So let's just hold those transfers, guys. Hold those transfers would be
play your cards
the
late.
Suggestion here from FPL Family. Guys, thank you for joining us tonight. Leave us a like before you go and leave us and hit that subscribe button. If you're new to FPL Family, hit the subscribe button. Make sure you hit the little notify bell as well. And we'll see you this time next week, 8:30, when we'll find out how Gareth Bale has got on after you brought him in for Bruno.
I'm not taking... We'll see. I might take Yotta out for Bale yet.
Yotta to Bale instead, goodness me. Either way, sounds like Bale's coming in, guys. So it should be a good live stream next week, guys. Leave us a like before you go. We'll see you next week. Cheers, guys.
Bye, guys.